Welcome back to another round of Milford Money Matters. We're joined by Liam from Milford.
Hi, Liam.
G'day, guys. It's Christmas time, just about. Pretty exciting.
I know. Is this the last one of the year, Liam?
This is the last one. We've got to make it a good one.
Oh, no. That's upsetting. Well, look, just a quick reminder as we head into this segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. But we've got a lot to talk about, Liam. Hit us with it, because summer is considered by so many of us the prime time for a reset. Why is that?
Yeah, I think, firstly, most workplaces close down over Christmas. So there's a real reduction in work pressure versus, say, you know, if you take a holiday mid-year when all of your colleagues and clients, etc., are still working. And so your workload kind of still piles up while you're away. And I think that always makes it a bit harder to switch off. Whereas New Year is, you know, it's truly a holiday period where you can switch off and perhaps think about other things. And then secondly, I think there's a natural sort of New Year, New Me kind of vibe going on. It always amazes me, you know, there's only 8 days between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day, but at that time of year, it can feel like 8 weeks. You know,
yes.
you sort of forget what day is it, and next year feels so far away. So even though it's only a week, I think it's a perfect time to sort of pause, reflect, and reset.
So then when people are sitting down and pausing and reflecting, and let me just say, just speak in PJ's language right now, Liam.
Eat, pray, love.
What should people actually be thinking about? Like, where do you even start when you start thinking about goals for the next year?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as you're lying on the beach on New Year's Day making your New Year's resolutions, it's usually something like I'm joining the gym or never drinking again. but, you know, I think it's also a great time to do some proper goal setting. And you might be having a great time at the beach and you could be thinking, geez, I wish I could do this a little more often. It would be great if I could work a little less or holiday a little more. Buy that island if you're PJ. You know, have a think about some short, medium, or long-term goals that you might want to put in place. I'll give you some examples of my own personal life. My short-term goal is to go on a trip with my mates every year. We've all got kids now.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's hard to find time to catch up like we used to. So we all pay into a Milford cash fund every week, and then that means that we've always got money to actually hit that goal every year. Medium term, I'd like to take my family to the Rugby World Cup in 2031. It's going to be in the US. We've never been there, so I think that's a good excuse, and we're investing a little bit every paycheck to be able
Amazing.
To do that. And then, you know, longer term, I'd love to be able to maintain my current lifestyle when I retire. So I'm making sure that I'm contributing enough to KiwiSaver so that when I do hang up the boots and you know, no longer have to work, I don't have a massive drop in income.
It's so important to have stuff to look forward to,
really
isn't it?
Is.
So how do we actually keep ourselves on track and accountable once summer's over and back to reality actually kicks in?
Yeah, I think you made a good point there, PJ. Make it exciting because, you know, if you've got something to look forward to, you're a lot more likely to stick to it. So a lot of New Year's resolutions do fall over pretty quickly, but the beauty of investing goals is you can automate them. So you can make it pretty easy. For the first two goals I just gave you, I use a managed fund for those and I've set up an automatic payment so I don't have to think about it. And then for my long-term goal, I'm using KiwiSaver so my employer automates that for me. And again, I don't have to think about it and it's much easier than actually having to go to the gym or stop having the old pint on the weekend. So, you know, that being said, you do still need to keep track of these sorts of things, investment, saving, budgeting, etc. So it's not set and forget. And I think the easiest way to keep on track of it is incentivize yourself to do it. So, for example, my wife and I, we'll talk about it over dinner with a nice bottle of wine. And you might think, geez, that's an easy way to spoil a nice meal. But it's you know, it's not the most exciting or romantic of topics. But like we're saying, talking about things like holidays, being debt-free, retiring early, that's
actually exciting.
It's exciting, right? So, you know, I'd encourage people to give it a go.
Amazing. Well, look, great advice as always, Liam. You have a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year, and hopefully we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you both and your listeners. And I look forward to coming back in next year and carrying on.
Sounds good,
legend.
Liam.
Well, look, Milford Money Matters wrapped up for another year, and you can check out milfordasset.com. Check out the investing place for more info on how to goal set heading into the new year.